Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
The hit film musical The Greatest Showman depicts the life and loves of legendary promoter P.T. Barnum. But just how accurately does Hollywood portray Barnum's career? This is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. On today's episode of ID the Future, we'll explore the darker Darwinian side of the life of P.T. Barnum, a part of the story that you won't see in The Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman is a lavish film musical about the life of American promoter P.T. Barnum. Starring Hugh Jackman, Michelle Williams, Zac Efron, and Zendaya, the film was a monster hit, earning nearly $500 million at the box office. Although the film isn't completely sympathetic to Barnum, overall it portrays him in a kindly light, especially regarding his promotion of what he referred to as human monstrosities, or freaks of nature. Barnum made a fortune putting on display for profit those society had stigmatized as freaks, such as a bearded lady, a so-called living human skeleton, Siamese twins, and a 2-foot-tall dwarf. The film largely portrays Barnum's display of his fellow human beings as an empowering celebration of diversity. But here the film airbrushes history. Barnum's marketing of humans on display was anything but humane or empowering. In fact, one of his most infamous attractions was a chilling example of social Darwinism. The attraction was called the What Is It? And you won't find it portrayed in The Greatest Showman at all. You will find it, however, in my new documentary, Human Zoos. Human Zoos not only tells the story of Barnum's attraction, it also tells about many more efforts of social Darwinists to put their fellow humans on public display. Here's an exclusive audio clip from the documentary that shares part of the story.
The year was 1859. 3 months after Charles Darwin published his book On the Origin of Species, American promoter P.T. Barnum unveiled a new attraction at his popular museum in New York City. It featured what was described as the What Is It? Or Man Monkey. Visitors were told that the creature had been captured by hunters in Africa, who discovered a race of beings roving among the trees and branches like apes and monkeys. Museum staff declared that the creature had been pronounced by scientists as a connecting link between African blacks and lower animals. In reality, Barnum's so-called man monkey was an African-American man named William Henry Johnson. Thanks to Barnum, Johnson spent much of his life on public display as an evolutionary missing link, sometimes in a cage. Many reporters at the time were happy to promote the deception. The New York Tribune declared that Barnum's performer seemed to be a cross between an ape species and a Negro, while another paper declared,
"The head is shaped like that of a monkey, but the face is more like that of an African Negro of the lower order. It has been pronounced by naturalists as a specimen of the connecting link between man and monkey."
Many more supposed missing links were marketed to the public at freak shows throughout America. In the 1880s, there was Crow, promoted as living proof of Darwin's theory of the descent of man. She was described as a perfect specimen of the step between man and monkey. Actually, Crow was a young woman from Southeast Asia who suffered from hypertrichosis, a rare genetic condition that produces excessive hair. In the early 1900s, there was Congo, the ape man, usually exhibited in a cage next to a chimpanzee. Most of these early presentations of missing links were crude hoaxes put forward by hucksters, not scientists. But the quest to dramatize the lower stages of human evolution eventually reached far beyond freak shows. It ultimately involved the most elite members of the scientific community, and it was given a platform at one of the most celebrated events in early 20th century America.
My documentary, Human Zoos, contains a lot more about how social Darwinists put humans on display as evolutionary missing links. Human Zoos is now available for purchase or viewing at Amazon.com, I hope you'll watch it and share it with your friends. You can find out more information about the documentary at humanzoos.org. That's humanzoos.org. For ID the Future, this is John West. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.